This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSTV, WXYZ people, and anybody else I may have missed to the Sons of Liberty radio show here on GCN. Happy to have you with us here today, and I'm your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live here from the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us today. Bradley and his family are going to be traveling back and just turning this down here, just the feed down in my ears just a little bit. They're traveling back from California. So be in prayer for them. They'll have a safe trip back to Minnesota, where I'm sure it's much colder there than they've experienced in California. If you'd like to check us out online, please do so. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can also watch the live feed of the show here on my Twitter account at FPPTim, FPPTim on Twitter, our Periscope account, or Facebook at Bradley Dean SOL, Bradley Dean SOL on Facebook. Also our YouTube channel. We've got several people in the chat channel there. B. Dean Sons of Liberty on YouTube. B. Dean Sons of Liberty on YouTube. You can follow Bradley on Twitter at Bradley Dean 1. And also we're on over at beforeitsnews.com. Michael Roach has been kind enough to give us front page there. We really appreciate that as well. And finally on DLive.tv at Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to check us out on a number of other social media outlets, some people who are spreading out and getting away from Facebook and things of that nature, you can find us at Freely Gab, MeWe Minds, and USA.life at Sons of Liberty or Sons of Liberty Media. Now, I've got a special guest on the line with me today, a former broadcast partner. We worked together on a website together. We've been friends for, I don't know, several years now. We're going on about, I think, around 7, 8, 9 years, something that we've been friends together. And he's really doing the Lord's work. He runs two or three radio shows a day. And one of the big things that he's been involved with over the past about a year now is giving a platform for people who are victims of Child Protective Services. Now, here recently, he had a lady come on, Heather Hobbs. She's a pro-life speaker. She's a mother. She's a wife. And she was letting him know of something that was going on in Oregon between Planned Parenthood and Child Protective Services. And really, the fact that this has not made national news yet is beyond me. We're talking about not just Planned Parenthood being involved in the murder of American babies, but now they're working, it seems that they're going to be working hand in glove with CPS to blackmail pregnant women into getting abortions, or they're coming in and kidnapping their kids and then almost blackmailing them to murder their unborn child in order to get their other kids back. But then that turns out to be a lie. So I'm going to have him come on and explain to you what's went on there. Jim White from Northwest Liberty News, brother, welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, Tim, thanks so much for having me on the broadcast. I appreciate it. And I'm understanding that I should wish you a happy anniversary. Is that correct?
Yeah. Anniversary was yesterday. We've got 25 years together, and I appreciate that. My wife's birthday is today, and I'm not going to tell you when mine is, but it's within the week.
Well, all good stuff. Yeah, Tim, appreciate you having me on the broadcast. And
sure.
I've been covering CPS for about a year, as you stated. It was one of those things where you know, I did mostly like land stuff and land videos. I went out and did interviews with a bunch of ranchers in Nevada, and really local stuff here. And I got a call to from someone in Montana here that there was a case of a woman who had her child taken by CPS, and it seemed like her rights were violated and she didn't have due process. So I started looking into it, had her on my broadcast, and that pretty much started. Tim, it just started the most, I don't know, heartbreaking, difficult journey that I've ever experienced in broadcasting for the last year has been talking to the now hundreds of parents. I mean, I've got a stack of papers right here of contact for parents that I have to even call back that have been, just their lives have just literally been destroyed by Child Protective Services. Many times these parents have no history of abuse. They have no criminal history, no history of drug abuse, no history of neglect. It's preposterous, Tim, what goes on. And yes, as you stated correctly, I had Heather Hobbs on my broadcast. I sort of thought I'd heard it all until she came on and stated that, you know, she's an advocate, a parental advocate. She has three parents specifically that she works with, that went into Planned Parenthood. They're low-income parents. They went in Planned Parenthood looking for help, looking to get a pregnancy test. They all came back pregnant. All three of them came back, positive for pregnancy. Well, they were sold the abortion, of course, because it was stated that if you can't afford a pregnancy test, you probably can't afford children. So abortion may be your best option. They declined. And two of them within the same night, and one of them the following night, CPS was called an anonymous phone call stating that they didn't have the money to support their children. Their children could be in a neglectful situation. And of course, CPS came and did what they're best at. That's took their children and put together a treatment plan for them. Well, when they got to the point where they had to look over the treatment plan, if they wanted to get their children back, part of the treatment plan was that they had to submit to an abortion. Two of the women, sadly, wanted to get their children back so badly that they did do that, and they have not yet, based upon the reports from Heather Hobbs, and I certainly hope you can get her on one of your other broadcasts. She speaks very well, and she knows her stuff for sure. So the two of them did, sadly, opt for the abortion. They have not received their children back.
Can you hang on for us a second? We're going to come up on a break here in just a little bit, and then I want you to kind of continue that. So if you can hold it right there, tell people where they can find out more about you, and we'll pick it up right after the break.
NorthwestLibertyNews.com, NorthwestLibertyNews.com, and social media, just Northwest Liberty News. You should be able to find me there. Thanks, Tim.
Okay. All right. This is Jim White on Sons of Liberty, and we'll be right back in a few moments, and we're going to pick up the story. I'm telling you, you need to stay tuned with this, so we're going to let Jim tell the story, and he can only be with us just maybe a little over a half hour, and then I'm going to play the part of the interview that's relevant so that you hear it firsthand as well. Stay with us, Sons of Liberty. Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And on the line I've got with me my friend Jim White from Northwest Liberty News. And Jim, we were coming up on a break there, and you were mentioning the guest that you had on, Heather Hobbs, a pro-life speaker, mother, wife, and she's the one sort of disseminating this information to you. And as you said, you were shocked. Now, I was coming home from Virginia on Monday, and you had me on to kind of give a recap of that, and you were sharing with me. I mean, she had just been on before I was, and you were sharing with me, and I was like, you've got to be kidding me. They're basically blackmailing these people to murder their own children. It's unthinkable. And I got to thinking, well, this is part of why you're armed, is to deal with people who are doing things like this. This is ridiculous. What else happened that Heather is talking about? These three women inside of 6 months there in Oregon. What happened there?
Well, two of the women sadly opted to go to get the abortion, and they have yet to receive their children back. As of the show, I think she was on 2 days ago, maybe 2 or 3 days ago, 2 days ago, because I think 3 days ago I wasn't broadcasting. Perhaps Monday she was on. And you can certainly go to Northwest Liberty News on YouTube and watch that entire interview in its entirety. And the third woman who did not opt for the abortion, she's holding out. And they've told her that even if she doesn't get the abortion, they're going to take her child anyway when she has her baby. They'll take her baby anyway. So this is the situation, Tim. It's all out. You know, it's out in the open. Just unadulterated child theft. I mean, just out in the open. It's they don't even hide it. It's like nothing I've ever seen. I just can't believe that we've as a nation allowed this to go on for so long before, you know, shows like mine, like yours. There's plenty of great reporters out there that now are looking into this and starting to realize that, you know, the whole thing is nothing but a child trafficking, money laundering fraud. And I know that's strong words, but I'm telling you, do your own research. Do your own research. You too will come to that same conclusion. I can almost guarantee you.
Well, yeah, I think that is the case. And you've had enough people come on. a lot of the similarities that go on in how Child Protective Services work. Now, look, we recognize there's probably some good people in there. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the overall view of how these things work. And I've said before, Jim, the real problem is the church hasn't done its duty. Where these issues are in the community, this is where the church is supposed to be there. And if the church doesn't do it, hey, folks, there's a vacuum there. It's going to be filled, and it's going to be filled by the state. It's the church or the state. Which one are we going to bow to? Are we going to bow to the beast? Or are we going to bow to the King Jesus? It's which one are we going to do? And if the church isn't coming and rising to the occasion to help care in these families' lives and things of that nature, guess what? The state's going to be right there, and they're going to be brutal in how they do things. They will not act out of charity. And that is the job of the church. That is the job of the individuals. Okay, so they had these. Now, what's going on? What's going on with each of these? You say that two of the women elected to have abortions. They said, well, this is part of the you know, bringing your kids back together with the family. Then they didn't give them the kids. Then you got another lady who said, no, I'm not going to kill my baby. They're not giving her kids back. And they say they're going to kidnap this kid, too. And they have no evidence for why they took the kids in the first place.
Tim, we have evidence of, in court, the judge stating when it comes to children, they're very valuable. They can get up to we can get up to $250,000 for this child to the right family. Not joking when I say this, Tim. This is the organization that is supposed to protect children and bring families back together. It's a for-profit organization in most cases. It's a for-profit. It's a business. It's a business. They have a business plan. If you watch that video, Tim, you saw where After the women left the Planned Parenthood, then the program kicked into action, which included, of course, the anonymous calls to Child Protective Services. And yes, folks, they will come and take your children based upon an anonymous call with no evidence, no due process, no jury trial, any of this stuff. If you think I'm joking, go to Northwest Liberty News. There's probably hundreds of videos now that almost tell the same tale, Tim, like you said, over and over and over again, right? It's an anathema on this country. It's unbelievable that we've allowed it to go on this long. I'm amazed every day. I mean, and it's hard to amaze me. I've seen a lot. I'm amazed every day by some of these things that I see and read and hear about from these parents.
Yeah, and some of them are, boy, I'm kind of surprised. Some of them are really holding it together a lot better than others, and some are just feeling so helpless. And I know they're very thankful for you giving them a voice on the platform that you have there, because I know as a parent who had to deal with CPS, and they didn't take my kids, but even though they didn't take my kids, they were in my house every week. And I got to tell you, as a father, I thought some pretty dark stuff. I mean, it scared me, some of the stuff I was thinking, because I thought you could ask any of my neighbors, you could ask my family whether or not we loved our kids, whether we took care of them, whether they loved us, the whole nine yards. And yet, they were just rubber stamping everything, covering their backsides, you know, in case something didn't happen, while all around me, there are families who actually need to have their children taken from them. They need somebody going in there and dealing with them. But they're doing that. And you've covered stories that are even, in some cases, much worse than this. You've got another lady out in Colorado. Do you want to give people a quick overview of what's going on with that lady there?
Yeah, well, you know, there's going to be an update on the third hour on the Red State Talk Radio, which I know you broadcast on as well. There's going to be on Northwest Liberty News, there's going to be an update on Cynthia Abzug's case. I have uncovered the Cynthia Abzug QAnon connection that made such a splash in the news. I have it'll be a world exclusive, Tim. I have an interview with an eyewitness that I'm going to be playing on my broadcast at 3 p.m. And I'll be providing, you know, the updates then. But next hour, Tim, and this is something that is disturbing as well. We have yet one more parent on next hour that is on medication prescribed by a doctor, and they're using that as a reason to take her children because she's on, you know, psychotropic medication. I don't know what exactly it is, but something, you know, for anxiety or depression. I don't really know exactly the name of the of which one, but it is, regardless, it is prescribed, whether you agree with prescription medications or not, but it's prescribed by a doctor, which is the legal, lawful way to get prescriptions. They use that against these parents, Tim, and they are literally fast-tracking her trial to get her children adopted out because they don't make any money when they reunite families, right? Somebody came up with a great idea that would reverse all this. Instead of making the incentive when they adopt out to foster care, make the incentive when they reunite families and bring them back together again. That's when they should get paid, not when they adopt them out to foster care. Just reverse the money flow. That's all you need to do. Just reverse the money flow. It's really that simple. That would solve all of it. That would solve all of it right there.
Well, I think it would solve some of it. I'd still say that government being involved in the area of the family and the jurisdiction there, unless there's absolute criminal activity that's going on, which in many cases that's not what's going on, and that's not the cases that you have either. These people, some of them are targeted simply because they're Christians, and their children taken from them. They're targeted for a number of reasons, too. But I do think that that's true if you reverse that money flow. Of course, you know, taxpayers, you're going to have to fund that if that's what you want to do. Or you can do it as a community. You can start looking for one another in the community and looking out for those families and caring for them as well. Jim, let me ask you something. We're going to come up on a break here in just a little bit. Did you have enough time that you can stay over for the break a couple of minutes?
Yeah, I can say it just a couple of minutes, sure. I just want to say real quick, before we go to break.
Yeah, go ahead.
If we had that program, there wouldn't be nearly as many, we wouldn't need as many social workers, we wouldn't need as much money, any of that stuff, right? It would literally, in the emergency cases that children are taken, and 86% of them it's been found it was unnecessary. Tim, I mean, I'm telling you, it could be done. Please.
No, I know. I know. Jim, tell people real quick where they can find out more about you.
NorthwestLibertyNews.com. That's NorthwestLibertyNews.com. YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Periscope, Blog Talk Radio starting next week. There you go.
Thank you. All right, great. All right, we'll be right back with a few more minutes of Jim White, Northwest Liberty News. In just a moment on the flip side, we'll catch you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hang on.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Enter the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. We're giving away $50,000 every score change, touchdown, field goals, even extra points, 50 G's. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 that could be used toward their dream home. Enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House impeachment managers are making formal opening statements in the Senate trial of President Trump. California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff says President Trump abused his power for personal and political gain.
President Trump solicited foreign interference in our Democratic elections, abusing the power of his office to seek help from abroad to improve his reelection prospects at home.
Meanwhile, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says House managers are trying to destroy the presidency as we know it.
When it comes to Donald Trump, they're willing to destroy the institution of the office in the name of getting him.
Attorney General William Barr is unveiling a new presidential commission on law enforcement. Barr explained the commission is meant to address problems plaguing law enforcement. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, welcome back to Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and on the line I've got with me Jim White from Northwest Liberty News for just a few more minutes. And Jim, you just let me know when you need to go. We'll let you kind of head out because I know you got things to do and you've got to set up for a show. I just want to let people know you can find Jim at northwestlibertynews.com. You can also check out his YouTube channel, Northwest Liberty News, on YouTube. He's got a Cindy, do you say her name, Absig? Is that how you pronounce her name?
Yep, Absig. Correct.
Okay. Cindy Absig, boy, what a story that she has. You'll want to catch that. That comes on in about an hour and a half. And you want to follow that. And then I'm going to play the pertinent part. I think it's about 7 minutes or so once you're off the air, Jim, so people can actually hear Heather explain what's going on. I mean, it's just unbelievable that this would be going on. But what do you expect from people who murder babies, who take kidnap children, and then for them to lie to you, to get you to murder your baby, to get your other kids back that are already born, and then they keep those kids. I mean, it's criminal, and I got to tell you, there are things that I've said off air to you that this is why we're armed, and that people, you can figure out exactly what I mean by that with these kinds of issues, because this is criminal on their behalf, and I'm telling you, if somebody came up to kidnap your kids and you're armed, what are you going to do, America? You're going to sit there and say, yeah, that's okay. They flash a badge at you and say it's okay to do that. Is that what you're going to let happen? I think not. What do you say, Jim?
No. I mean, you know, if a kidnapper came to your door and tried to, or you know, sneak into your daughter's room or your son's room and kidnap your child, or you know, which has happened, you know, it's happened before. If that happened and you came to confront that intruder, you'd want to do that with force because they're trying to take your children. These people don't have the jurisdiction. They don't have the jurisdiction to do this, Tim. This is all color of law. You understand? I mean, you know, Tim, you're a constitutional guy. Before you're deprived of life, liberty, or property, You are. You're supposed to be afforded due process of law. That's what the law states. These people are not afforded due process of law. Every single one of these things, every single one of these snatchings that occur without due process of law is a crime. It's a crime. It's a crime. Now, do people, as you stated, are there parents that do not, that put their children in harm or in danger? Yes, there are. There are some parents that they don't have their child's best interest. They have their own best interest at heart, and they'll do things that endanger the child and put the child in jeopardy. Of course, we do not want to have any child in jeopardy, right? But the fact of Tim, I had two people on last week. They got marked down on their CPS walkthrough because they didn't have sheets on the bed, but they were out on the clothesline drying out in the open. In one case, didn't matter. They still got marked down for no sheets on the bed, right? This is a type of Gestapo network that's been put together with the sole purpose of separating you from your children so they can turn your child into an ATM. I mean, that sounds crass, but I'm just telling you how it operates. I've done hundreds and hundreds of interviews. I've got stacks and stacks of evidence, and more than I could ever probably read in my lifetime about what's going on, Tim. And I'm telling you, it's wholesale money laundering, child kidnapping going on. And you know what? It's being funded by the feds. It's being funded by the feds. Funded by us.
Yeah, that's who the feds are. They're using our money, and we have a right to speak up on that and tell them not to do that. And, you know, you're talking about Planned Parenthood. I know Trump put in Title 10, and Planned Parenthood said, well, we're not going to go after that money. But you got to understand, people, President Trump is still funding Planned Parenthood. And you say, well, it's Congress. They're in the way. Wait a minute. He's the guy who either signs off on it or vetoes it. Okay? That's the way it is. And they're still getting hundreds of millions of dollars of your money. That's just there. Jim, you've done some things even in your own state of Montana. Tell people real quickly, how much of the budget of Montana goes to Child Protective Services?
It's called DPHHS here in Montana, and it's up to, I've been told by some of the legislators that have been on my program that are in the finance, and it's up to 53% of the budget goes towards DPHHS, and they can't even put families back together with that kind of money coming in. I tell you what, Tim, it's when this all comes out, people are going to be amazed. People are going to be amazed at what's been going on right under their very noses.
That's just incredible. 53%. Wow.
I got a jet, my friend. As you know, I got to get prepped up here for my. I got a 2 o'clock live open up and another one at 3. So,
Tell people real quick where they can find out more about you.
You can find out more about me at northwestlibertynews.com. That's northwestlibertynews.com. I'll be having a website redesign here hopefully in the next week or so, make it a lot more user friendly. And you can go to YouTube, Northwest Liberty News, Twitter, Facebook. That type of stuff, all those social medias, I don't even, you know, just type in Northwest Liberty News on most social medias, and, you know, I'll pop up somewhere, I'm sure.
Okay.
I'm really bad at promoting myself, Tim. It's probably the weakest aspect of everything that I do is my own self-promotion, and
I
appreciate or they can go check
well,
it out.
Well, we want to get people over there that are interested in finding out about this. We want them to hear your interview, especially this one coming up that you've got this afternoon in about an hour and a half. I appreciate you taking time for me, Jim.
Tim, thanks so much. God bless you, brother.
Okay, you too, brother. Take care.
Yep, I know.
Bye. All right, that's Jim White, NorthwestLibertyNews.com. And I got a little feedback there. NorthwestLibertyNews.com. Be sure to check out the YouTube page. This interview with this lady, this is a big deal, folks. This lady, Cindy, boy, there is a story, there is a tale to tell from that. And you're going to get some information there that you're not going to get anywhere else. And this is, I mean, we've got, Jim told me at one time he feels like he was in a James Bond film or something, but just the things that have surrounded this lady, the documentation she has on CPS there in Colorado, and the other things that are going on, this is going to be big news. It's going to be really big news, and you're going to need to keep an eye out for it. Now, I want to point you over to sonslibertymedia.com real quick. I took the interview that Jim had with Heather Hobbs. And Jim is, like I said, he's doing like 3 radio shows a day. He used to write some, and he doesn't get any time to write. He's constantly doing that. So the majority of his stuff is right there on his YouTube channel. So you can check that out, Northwest Liberty News on YouTube. But I took and just, you know, kind of put it together because I thought it was very important that people hear what's going on here. And Jim called it, you know, you can see here, he's labeled it Planned Parenthood and CPS, a contract forged in hell. Now, here's what I want to do. This part of the interview, you can see the full interview just below this in the article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can watch the full interview. But what I want to do is, in the remaining time we have, and we're going to come up against a break here in about 3 minutes or so, but at least for here for now, I want you to hear this interview. It's very important, and it needs to be shared. This not for the sake of monetary. It needs to be shared so that this gets to the proper people who are actually. I know there's some good people in government. Okay, I know there are, but there's got to be somebody who will work with us, those of us who are putting out the information, and the people who demand justice. To do what's right. So bear with me just a little bit, and we're going to bring this up here, and I'm going to show it to you. Got a little music coming on. I don't know what happened on the radio there, but that was bleeding over, and I apologize for that. I don't know what's going on with it. Anyway, we're going to be right back in just a few minutes for a break here. Stay with us, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I apologize for those who are listening by GCN. For some reason, when I was playing the video, no audio was going out, so that's why the music came in. So you guys, I know some of the people in YouTube think, oh, they're zeroing in on you. No, we've got some kind of issue here. Now, this is us learning some things on my end. We've got some software that we're using so that the broadcast sounds a lot more professional rather than, you know, me calling in on telephone. And so we've got both sides working, which is great, but that was my issue. So look, I'm not going to play the video simply because people on the radio at GCN won't hear it. But what I'll do is I'll point you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, let me just let you know something. Bradley is like I am. He doesn't like to ask for money and things, but you guys know exactly what Bradley does. Week in and week out, not just on the radio, but you've seen him. Some of you have met him in person. And, you know, it takes money to do that stuff. And we need your support. So if you can support us, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, click on the donate button, give a one-time donation if you're able to do that, or set up a monthly donation. You know, it's painless. When you set it up, it's done. And it helps us not only stay on the air, but do things like Bradley and his family have done out there in California. And they're speaking, and they're taking this very message that we give on the Sons of Liberty Radio into the states, to the people, and even into the public school system to teach the young people what they're not being told. Additionally, you can become a son or daughter of liberty. That helps us out. Sharing the articles, the becoming a son or daughter of liberty is something you set up, you know, monthly to give, starting at $30 a month, and that is vital. We are dependent upon people to support us, and then you can go to our store and you can pick up something from there for yourself, maybe for gifts, you know, birthdays and things of that nature. You can do that, and that helps support the Sons of Liberty. But if you want to see this video, the clip is on Planned Parenthood and CPS join forces to take children from good homes, and then they blackmail pregnant mothers to murder their unborn babies to get their children back. Now, I only have so much space and a title, and I don't usually like a title to be that long, but in some cases, they're not even giving them their children back after they do the deed that they want done. And, you know, if you've got, look, if you're dealing with people who will murder the most innocent among us, okay, or point you to people who will do it, you cannot trust that person to keep their word about anything else they tell you. Okay? Now, God says that He hates the hands that shed innocent blood. Our founding fathers in the Declaration of Independence said, among the liberties that we have, right? We have rights, right? Rights are liberties. You can interchange those words together. The first one they named in the preamble, what is considered to be the preamble of our Constitution, is life. If you cannot bring yourself to protect life, and it is not a choice of yours, if you cannot bring yourself to protect life, you will not have any other rights. You just don't have them. Because you're dead. If you take life, if you stand by silently and let others take life, there is no other rights to protect because that person isn't around anymore. And we need to stop and think about that, America. The push is not for these pro-life bills that regulate abortion. We need abolition of human abortion. Period. This was unthinkable several decades ago. I mean, it was just unthinkable. And the people say, well, these women had to go in the back alleys and they had to use coat hangers. Okay, there's a consequence for that sin. And what's happening now? Well, we're trying to cover up the consequences. We want them to have doctors and we want them to have safe and legal abortions. There is no such thing as a safe and legal abortion. There's nothing safe or legal about it. Yeah, I know they cover it up with the color of law. Jim used that term a minute ago. They try to cover it up with the color of law. But you know, all law is based upon the law of God. And God said, you shall not murder. You shall not murder. Now we've accepted it so much. You know, I was just up in Virginia. Again, think about liars, murderers, those who want to kill the most innocent. That governor up there promoted infanticide. Not just abortion, not inside the womb, outside the womb, too. What's the big deal for him to make the jump and take your guns? What's the big deal about that? And kill you in the process of taking them, if that's what he needs to do. Now he and his crew up there are looking to silence political dissent, criticism of them. Yep, you can check this out at sonsoflibertymedia.com too. Virginia governor, this is just sort of a commentary. Virginia governor and representatives are going to have to change their flag if they advance their unlawful anti-First Amendment legislation. Why? Well, look at their flag. You know, they're showing Sic Semper Tyrannis. Now, those of you who know, that's the phrase that John Wilkes Booth uttered when he assassinated the tyrant Abraham Lincoln, Sic Semper Tyrannis. I know that's going to tick some people off, and that's okay. But Abraham Lincoln was a tyrant. He violated the Constitution all over the place, right? But look at the flag. They've got the tyrant down there. They've kicked his crown off. Notice they this guy has weapons, a spear and a sword. He's broken the chains. He's put down the tyrant. Now, that flag stands in stark contrast to what Governor Northam and many of these legislators in the legislature, legislators in the legislature are trying to do to the people of Virginia. As soon as you have this outpouring of support for the Second Amendment, for your God-given rights, rights that cannot be taken and you can't give them up no matter how much you want to, you're going to be held accountable for not using your rights to fulfill your duties. You see, it isn't just about just having a right. You have a right to fulfill a duty. And here's the thing. They finished doing that. Tens of thousands of people showed up there in Richmond. I was among them. Maybe some of you were. And as soon as that's cleared out, they immediately go to this. And I got to tell you something. This is the same thing that we're dealing with when we're talking about the lawlessness of CPS, the lawlessness of Planned Parenthood, the lawlessness of those who fund Planned Parenthood. President Trump, Congress, House and Senate, those of you who pass those spending bills, and nobody has the guts to say, no, I'm not going along with that. I mean, some people vote against it, but eventually it goes to the president's desk, and we don't see any fight to stop that unconstitutional spending to kill Americans. You know the real irony here? We're told, this is what we're told, we don't have any evidence of it, but we're told, this guy, Soleimani, right, a couple of weeks ago, allegedly, is taken out, assassinated. Well, he was an imminent threat to Americans. Well, how about the imminent threat to thousands of Americans across our country every single day, Mr. President? How about that threat? Don't have time for that, though, do we? Nope, because we got to get in there to Iran. Bradley's been hitting on that. It's not like this isn't known, America. You know that Iran has been on the map. The U.S.'s and the globalists' game of risk for several years. It has. There's no denying that. And if you think that move to assassinate what is, in essence, the second in command in Iran was just a response, but it really wasn't an act of war. I don't know what planet you're on, what kind of delusion you're under. But you do that over here in the United States and you see if you don't change your mind right quick. Well, but they're bad guys. Well, okay, they might be bad guys. But we have a constitution that's supposed to separate us from the bad guys, isn't it? We're supposed to be those who abide by the law. And now you're seeing this tit for tat as if it's a little more than that now. And this thing's going to grow and it's going to grow and it's going to grow. Why? People don't follow the law. They don't follow the law. Same thing's true in abortion. As it is in war, as it is in legislation. And guys, I don't know what it's going to take for the people to have their feel of this WWE match that goes on in D.C. I don't know what it's going to take for them to wake up to the fact that they're being hoodwinked at every turn, that the wool is being pulled over their eyes with what a guy says versus what he does. You know, the book of James speaks about that. Read that passage and see the see and say. Show me your faith by your works. Right? Show me your faith by your works. Don't tell me you have faith, you don't have works. Right? Do that. 23 hours. I think Bradley's going to be back with us tomorrow. They should be home. At least I'm hoping they will be. And so keep them in your prayers as they travel now. They should be on their way. And 23 hours, he'll be back with you. Until then, thank you for joining me. Appreciate it. Share this video. Take a look at it and share it with your friends. Till then, see ya.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks.
Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at PestWorld.org.